Of course, the influence of television is not always unconscious. People have been particularly concerned about children copying what they see on TV. Research on that goes back at least 40 years to the pioneering studies done by Albert Bandura. What Bandura and others found over the years is that we do sometimes copy behaviors we see. But how we decide to do it is complicated. Usually, we don't just mindlessly copy. First, it's perfectly reasonable to observe things and learn new behaviors. We can learn to cook, or we can learn what clothing is fashionable. Copying is sometimes sensible. Mostly, we want to copy behaviors that produce an outcome we would like. As children gain experience, they learn to anticipate the outcomes if they copy a behavior. Children also learn that even if a behavior works for someone else, it might not work for them. Outcomes can also be complicated. Talking back to a teacher might earn a child sanctions from the teacher, but admiration from peers. But children are also inexperienced. They may not anticipate some of the negative consequences of copying behaviors. For example, some of the behaviors shown here. To summarize, we generally don't just mindlessly copy from the media. People anticipate the likely outcomes of a behavior and can modify the behavior to get a better outcome. We're most likely to copy behaviors when we believe we can successfully get the outcomes we want. However, children are still learning the process and may not anticipate all the possible outcomes of a behavior. Children are often depicted as being at the mercy of the content of TV, particularly negative content. Indeed, children are a special audience. They do not have an adult understanding of TV. What matters more than the content is how we interpret what we see on TV. That interpretation is influenced by our prior attitudes and beliefs and our goals as well as by the content. That interpretation of television content is dynamic. Just because you see adultery on TV doesn't mean you'll decide adultery is okay. In fact, the evidence is that a person who sees adultery on TV who has strong anti-adultery beliefs may become even more convinced that it's wrong. However, a child does not have the skills and knowledge of an adult. He or she may need help to interpret television. In the next segment, we'll talk a little bit about how adults and parents can help children to interpret television.